WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 8. The temperature is 78. Details of the Brazos Valley Weather Falls and News brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. I'm Bill Oliver. The cost of keeping up state highways within city limits will remain with the state for the time being. A standing room only crowd of city and county officials told the Texas Transportation Commission they cannot afford the ongoing maintenance cost. Mesquite Mayor John Monaco's, also president of the Texas Municipal League, says it won't stop with the state's 59 largest metropolitan areas.
Some of the rhetoric in support of this proposal has said that many of these state highways have begun to resemble streets, so the city ought to assume responsibility. This makes no sense. State highway is a state highway and ought to remain on the system, just as a city street will always remain a city street. In fact, many city streets in Texas cities have grown to the point that they began to function like highways, but you won't hear a mayor say the state ought to start paying for them.
Representatives from the cities of Bryan and College Station were scheduled to attend, but they were not among the speakers. TxDOT's proposed transferring 44 miles of state highways in Bryan and 31 miles in College Station to city control and at city expense. That's out of 6,900 miles statewide. Then, if handed over to local governments, would free up $165 million a year for TxDOT to spend elsewhere. Blinn College has announced an interim president for its Brazos County campuses. Educational consultant Sylvia McMullen helped create Blinn's new organizational structure and will continue to assist in developing the college's new strategic plan.
It's just an exciting opportunity to work with Blinn and the Bryan campuses. You know, it's a beginning of an academic year. There's a lot of students trying to get to the right place at the right time. So that's where the focus is. And you know, it's focused on helping Blinn College reach their objectives.
Blinn officials recently announced they're rewriting the job description and will start a second search in the near future. A state audit has found the Texas Education Agency is unable to detect widespread cheating on the state's school accountability system. The report says state education officials instead rely on school districts to police themselves. Education Commissioner Michael Williams says the report points to TEA leadership failures under his predecessor. While A&M Athletics is trumpeting the news that all the football tickets for pre-sale have been taken for the 2015 season, the first to be played in the redeveloped Kyle Field, the Aggies still have a small chance of not selling out for tomorrow's home opener. Checking the online ticket store this morning, seats remain available in the upper north deck for the Rice game. A&M has 14 straight sellouts going back to the Nebraska game at the end of the 2010 season. The investigation continues into who mailed a large envelope containing powder and torn pieces of paper that wound up at the corporate headquarters of a South College Station business. The envelope that arrived Wednesday at Cognizant Technology Solutions was forwarded from a branch office that recently closed. An estimated 500 employees were evacuated from Cognizant's building in the Pebble Creek subdivision. Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphreys says two mailroom employees were exposed to what turned out to be a non-toxic substance called trypsin.
What it does, it breaks down proteins in the digestive system. It's got many commercial applications. It's fairly readily available. It's completely non-toxic. So we were able to release the building back to the owners.
The building was reopened about 2 hours later. Two more people headed to prison for an aggravated robbery west of College Station more than 2 years ago. They're among five defendants who directed three victims driving two customized cars from Austin to the Brushy community. The victims from Texas City were hit by gunfire, and their cars were stolen in the incident. Angelica Young of Bryan and Terry Fielder Jr. of College Station were both sentenced to 30 years after entering guilty pleas. Young's boyfriend, Albert Bolden Jr. of Bryan, previously entered a guilty plea and was also sentenced to 30 years. No trial dates have been set for the two remaining defendants. Also from Brazos County District Court, a Bryan man's been found guilty for the third time of aggravated sexual assault of a child. Earlier this week, a jury took 30 minutes to convict and 15 minutes to sentence Howard Harris Jr. for two more incidents that took place in 2008. He was sentenced to consecutive life terms, which means serving 70 years before becoming eligible for parole. Forest Service officials are trying to prevent a repeat of what turned out to be the most destructive wildfire in state history. Tom Spencer of the A&M Forest Service says burning coals from a grill or discarded cigarette could spark a disaster.
With the lack of rainfall that we've had in certain areas makes the fuels tinder dry, and so it could be a situation where fires could start pretty easily.
2 years ago during the Labor Day weekend, the Bastrop County wildfire scorched more than 32,000 acres, destroyed some 1,700 homes, and killed two people. And local DPS troopers are hoping for a quiet holiday weekend. That follows three deaths on area highways in the last 8 days. WTAW News Time, 10 minutes after 8. The temperature is 78. News brought to you by Merry Maids. More news after 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. During football season, let Merry Maids help you get ready for your weekend guests. Merry Maids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust. Guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless. Then you can relax and enjoy the football game yourself. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
Are you an Aggie, young or old? Are you a rebel, an artist, or a free thinker? Are you single, dating, or have a family? It doesn't matter who you are, where you are on life's journey. God loves you. That's grace. Experience grace in Northgate at A&M United Methodist Church. Join us for worship on Sunday at 8:30, 9:45, and 11 a.m. All are welcome to join us as we strive to live in God's grace and share it with the world. A&M United Methodist Church. Experience grace in Northgate.
It's 8:11, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather, it's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. For foundation-free evaluations, for deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee, learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.com. Here's the weather.
High pressure is situated over Louisiana this morning. This will be responsible for the sunshine and the heat today. 97 to 102 this afternoon. Clear, warm tonight. We're 75 to 80. During the day tomorrow, we'll see more in the way of sunshine. It should be about 96 to 101 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partly sunny Sunday, not quite as warm. High Sunday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Nobody have a cough button in there?
Sorry, I
didn't. That's pretty professional. Anyway.
Jay Sokol. Did you pick on Kevin Day?
No, I don't think so. Well, you're the one who said disco balls were everywhere. I didn't make you say that. When's the last time you saw a disco ball, Jay Sokol?
I can't remember. You know what? Over at the College Station Conference Center. That's the last time I saw one.
Hey, is there going to be an auction of center memorabilia like the Kyle Field?
I don't know. I need to ask.
Non-traditional revenue, Jay.
Have you saved it?
That may be more of a school district question. I don't know.
Could lose another penny or two on that tax rate.
I floated the idea of cash bar at council meetings. But
I love that
idea.
He
hadn't moved on that yet.
You know, the last time I saw that disco ball is when you and Chase Murphy and I were there speaking to
And it was hanging in the room, but it wasn't going, was it?
No. They didn't have the lights down and the disco ball spinning.
Well, because they'd have to bring the city ladder over to. They've only got one 15-foot
ladder.
Well,
none of you guys probably broke out your polyester suits.
No, we didn't do that. So, I mean, but just like the letters from the art center, do we know where the ball is? Dare I bring that up? Yeah, but so it's somewhere, right?
I would assume it's still hanging in there.
All right. Yeah. Oh, you think it's still hanging in there?
I guess. I'll go ask. How about that? I'll ask facilities if they have removed the disco ball.
So, in other words,
ball.
They were playing dominoes with that up.
Maybe.
And then I'll find out, does it go with the building? Do we get
does it convey?
More reason I'm going to have to read that sales agreement.
Can we repurpose it in the room where they meet for executive session? I don't know what we could do with it, but I'll go ask for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You just bring out my ADHD. I'm sorry. All right. All right, so we have guests today.
We do. We have two guests. Number one, Gary Logan from your College Station Parks and Recreation Department.
There you go. Gary, how you doing today?
Oh, what's up, guys?
He brought T-shirts, guys. He brought T-shirts.
Absolutely. We had a few left over from the 2013 Senior Games, and Scott couldn't participate.
Yeah.
I want to make sure he got one anyway, just so he'll remember to participate in 14.
I will do that.
We're actually going to do it.
Would Scott participate in what?
Something super slow.
Now, just quit it. Just stop it.
Pickleball.
That's
well, yeah. We're going to have things like bridge and dominoes and cards, yeah. So we'll make it a little bit more friendly for you. So
I got you.
We'll do our best there, but we're not going to do it in August in 14. We're actually going to do it in February.
We like that better.
Avoid a little bit of that heat.
Yeah, that's
but,
a good thing.
The main things we got going on are registration, adult softball and kickball due today. Next week we've got youth NFL flag football due. On the registration dates, just all those many things, of course, on our website. Big thing we got tomorrow, I know everybody will be out at the game, but we'll be out at the skate park with the skating competition.
Oh, really?
Yeah, G Highsmith. So I know that's a little bit different crowd. So while y'all are all enjoying the game, I'll be out there.
All right.
It should be a lot of fun.
Hey, look, he's not lying. He got to see his team play last night.
Yeah, and that's the reason I thought I was going to be late this morning.
You had to stay up till what time did that end?
About 12:30 a.m.
He's an Ole Miss fan. He's got his Ole Miss shirt on today.
Hey, it's wear your colors of school day, right?
That's right. So, yeah, so that's it. So they pulled it out with a minute
to
go.
Worth every minute considering how many we've lost like that.
That's true. All right, so they want some more information about all this.
CSTX.gov/parks will get you started, and then click on your fancy over there on the left, athletics, seniors, whatever have you.
So. Okay, there we go. Got that going on. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, and then what else?
Okay, so we have guest number two. Yeah. They're going to
switch the microphones headphones.
Pass the headphones.
And all that kind of stuff.
So that was Gary Logan. Now we have Patricia Logan. No relation. Patricia is with your College Station Police Department.
Yes, she is.
Talking National Night Out.
Oh, National Night Out's coming up. Okay, well, how are you today?
Very good. Good morning.
You know, we were talking about, I think the original National Night Out was started in Wisconsin or someplace, and they do it in the summertime, and obviously we don't want to be doing that.
Yeah, I think Texas is the only one that does it in
Well, we're Texas.
October.
We're
That's
Texas.
Right. We're special.
Any dang time we want, right? All right, so when is it going to be?
That's right. It is Tuesday, October 1st, 2013. You can now register your block party with us. The goal of National Night Out is to heighten awareness of crime prevention, to strengthen neighborhood spirit of, and police community partnership. This is a good way to meet your neighbors, local law enforcement officers, firemen. They'll be visiting your parties if you do register your party. So you want to make sure to just fill out that application that we will provide for you. You can get the application at online at www.cstx.gov/NNO, or you can call me at 979-764-6277. I could either email you a form or mail it to you, or you can just drop by the police department.
Yeah, I don't know. How's it? I mean, I can look on either side. Is it more popular than ever because there are more HOAs and things like that, or is it harder because people just don't connect with their neighbors anymore? What do you think?
I think because of the HOAs, it's just a lot. It's popular.
Oh, that's a good thing. Well, we want that. That's for sure. Okay. And once again, the date is going to be?
It is October 1st.
Okay. Very good. We'll mark our calendars. Thanks
yes,
a bunch.
Yes, mark your calendars.
What else you got for us today?
City offices closed on Monday for Labor Day.
Not the garbage man.
No recycling, but all the other sanitation services will be collected as normal. And then something for your calendars. September 6th, we are showing the movie The Blind Side at Wolfpen Creek.
Wait, that's a Mississippi connection. Again, did he play for Ole Miss?
Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah. All right. There's
there
a little bit of Ole Miss everywhere.
September 6th, Blindside. Gates open at 7:30. Movie starts at 8:30, and all the info is at cstx.gov.
All right. There you go. It's Jay Sokol from the City of College Station. Visit with those folks on Friday. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
New data on wages and spending. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Our incomes grew more slowly last month. That made us more cautious about spending. The government says personal incomes and consumer spending both increased by 0.1 percentage point in July. Slow spending raises some concerns about the strength of the recovery in the second half of the year. Lawyers for American Airlines and U.S. Airways go before a federal judge today. They'll explain why they want an antitrust trial on their proposed merger to start in November rather than sometime next year, which is what the government wants. Delaying the trial would complicate American Airlines' decision on the timing and conditions of its emergence from bankruptcy. Weekends are becoming less hectic for the nation's banking regulators. The banking industry is getting stronger. We're seeing fewer Friday night closures of failing banks. So far this year, 20 banks have failed. The 20th bank failure of 2010 came in February of that year. Stock futures are a little bit higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Hey, Aggies fans, don't miss your chance to see Coach Sumlin and the Aggies as they hit the gridiron in College Station Saturday, September 7th for a showdown with the Sam Houston State Bearcats. And you can only watch the game on pay-per-view. Call your cable or satellite provider today to get in on the action for $39.95. The Aggies are regarded as one of the best teams in the nation, and they're ready to live up to their winning ways again in 2013. Catch the Sam Houston State Bearcats and Texas A&M Aggies Saturday, September 7th. Only on pay-per-view.
The 2013 football season for Texas A&M will get underway tomorrow at 12 noon. The Aggies will take on Old Southwest Conference foe Rice. The broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network will get underway at 11 o'clock. The Fan Zone broadcast from 9 to 11 as you're driving into town on our flagship station, WTAW. 1620, Scott Clendenin, Dave Elmendorf, and myself on that show. Strength of this team, among others, offensively, will be the receiving core. David Beatty is the receivers coach, and he said that the guys with the experience will have a leg up on those that are coming in.
There's no reason that anybody from the outside should be able to come in here and beat you out. You have an advantage. You've been here before. You already have the knowledge base. You know exactly what you have to do to distance yourself between the guy that's coming in behind you, so they definitely have an advantage.
Texas A&M receivers coach David Beatty. The Aggies and the Owls tomorrow. The game kicks at 12 noon at Kyle Field. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Football Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Over 6,000 years ago, hunter-gatherers in northern Europe seasoned their foods with spices, according to University of York researchers reporting in the journal PLOS ONE. On the inside surfaces of pottery shards, the team found microscopic plant structures called phytoliths. These particular phytoliths resemble those found in the seeds of modern-day garlic mustard. There were also traces of meat and starchy vegetables. Since garlic mustard seeds have no nutritional value, chances are the seeds were used to add spice to the stew. In other food chemistry news, scientists have found a clear antibacterial residue sticking to the surface of containers that held green tea. From it, they developed an antibacterial coating that sticks to most surfaces, including Teflon. The researchers say it could be used to coat everything from medical implants to cookware. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
All right, gang, you got a stack of things to do on your to-do list. Whatever the case may be, before we ramp up and it gets too busy, don't forget to call Suddenlink. You'll get free access to Suddenlink To Go, live, local customer service that keeps you online all the time. You know, they've got a store right there on 29th Street. Suddenlink's 30-day money-back, we promise guarantee, and it's ready to connect your entire family with the total home package. Includes TiVo Any Room DVR, TiVo Stream, free HD, Wi-Fi at home, unlimited U.S. long distance, and the Suddenlink Safeguard. There's even more, but we don't have time to go into all of it. So stop surfing around right now and get hooked up with the 107 meg high-speed internet service, the fastest in Bryan and College Station. Now, satellites can't do it, so bundle your stuff together right now. Switch to Suddenlink with the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone for only $90 a month. Suddenlink's best product lineup ever. Switch now, 1-800-915-1866, or go to suddenlink.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. As you might expect, the response has been incredible to Be Thin, the new sublingual spray that helps you lose weight with just a quick spray under your tongue a couple of times a day. That's right. People all over the country are calling in and reordering like crazy. And why not? Losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. Through a very unique combination of all-natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, Be Thin increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it into your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. That's it. Want to lose weight the easiest way possible? Go to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free, 800-465-4411. Myactive8.com or 800-465-4411.
People have been collecting, well, since they started making things, really. You can look back through history and see where people have been collecting things clear back to the first dates of recorded history. Some become famous for it, and others, well, they were already famous, and by being famous, their collections became famous. Well, like Jay Leno. Now, he's a famous comedian and television host, but every car buff in America knows that he has an auto collection that makes most museums drool. Now, dolls are a huge collector's item. Many people don't know that a man named Michael Cosgrove is one of the largest private doll collectors in existence. And as Americans, well, we tend to think only of our collections. Like that woman who lives in Norman, Oklahoma. When she was a young girl, her doll collection was just about the most treasured part of her life. As a youngster, she actually had the opportunity to travel quite a bit. And whenever she could, she would shop and pick up dolls that appealed to her. And got to the point where she was rapidly becoming one of the most prolific collectors of dolls in her country. She had dolls from a number of different countries as well as her own. But as the collection grew and grew, well, it started to gain attention. Eventually, her collection grew to over 300 dolls and literally became one of the largest collections in her country. And I say her country because, well, she didn't actually live in America at that time. No. She lived in Romania, and her doll collection was estimated to be the largest collection in that country. But there came a point in this young woman's life that, well, she had to give it all up, all those dolls. Not because she grew up or got older, no, because, well, she had to leave her country and start anew. Oh, you all know this talented, versatile woman today. And you knew her then, too, but you probably never knew that she owned, at the tender age of just 16 years old, one of the largest doll collections in her country and one of the largest private collections in the world. But she did. It's a little-known fact that the young woman who was the first to receive a perfect 10 score in Olympic history was also a doll collector and owned one of the largest collections, and certainly owned by a teenager. She's now living and working with her gymnast husband, Bart Connor, the perfect 10. Nadia Comaneci.
Your home is a canvas. Every room, a potential work of art.
It's my passion.
Come experience a gallery where you are the artist. Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery.
It's where I can see and feel the way I want my home to be right now.
Draw from all the latest appliances, gorgeous sinks and faucets, brilliant lighting, plus product experts that make it easy to turn your home into your statement.
They shared my vision.
Nobody helps homeowners express their inner artist better.
They knew me.
Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery. Masterpieces made here.
Get started today in our showroom or at Ferguson.com.
Updating your kitchen? Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting for the best in plumbing, lighting, and appliances from top brands like KitchenAid. Visit our showroom in Bryan at 2410 Osborne Lane. Ferguson, masterpieces made here.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. If you're looking for the best selection of bargain-priced vehicles, stop by Varsity Used in Bryan today. These vehicles move fast, so don't delay. We have all makes and models of quality pre-owned vehicles priced at $10,000 or less. Write a check or let one of our many lenders assist with financing. But you must hurry in now for the best selection. There's no better time to own a bargain-priced pre-owned vehicle from Varsity Used. Come see us at 2300 State Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 979-778-3408 or visit varsitypreowned.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. The temperature up to 80. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. I'm Bill Oliver. College Station police believe several vehicle burglaries may have been solved by an arrest early this morning. A witness reported seeing someone getting into an unlocked vehicle in the parking lot of the Gateway Apartments on West Holloman. Officers caught 18-year-old Trevor Tynert of Colleen. Property was returned to three victims, and investigators think he's responsible for other area break-ins. A local education consultant working on Blinn College's strategic plan has also been hired as interim president of the school's campuses in Brazos County. Sylvia McMullen says it's a positive to be involved in both functions.
It helps me understand the kinds of things that actually benefit in the long run, some of the things that we can do to adjust in the short term. So it's a strong positive to be able to work closely with Blinn in this type of position. And so, you know, I feel very privileged to do this on an interim basis.
A second search will start in the near future to fill the Brazos County position on a permanent basis. 75 miles of state highways within the city limits of Bryan and College Station will remain under state control for the immediate future. Before the State Highway Commission yesterday, TxDOT administrators defended their proposal to transfer 6,900 miles statewide to free up $165 million a year. The Twin Cities had representation at the state meeting but were not among the speakers. Port Arthur Mayor Dolores Arthur says they have not come out of panic mode since being notified by TxDOT 2 weeks ago.
We could possibly become bankrupt. And that is not a beautiful future for the city of Port Arthur, for any city across the state of Texas.
TxDOT Executive Director Phil Wilson was asked by the commission to confirm their intent to have cities and counties voluntarily take over state roads.
You have the authority legally on the municipality side to determine what's on or off system. But we wanted to have a conversation about how we advance this in such a way that the $165 million is identified. I wouldn't call it a savings. I would identify it as better deployment, perhaps, within cities and communities and districts.
The Highway Commission also heard from opponents of turning 83 miles of farm-to-market highways badly damaged by oil and gas trucks into gravel roads. Highway commissioners also pointed out yesterday they hope they can stop wearing red ribbons on their suit coat lapels, which would mean at least one day without a fatality on state roads. It's the same desire of local DPS troopers who have dealt with three fatalities on area highways in the last 8 days. Approaching the second anniversary of the Bastrop County wildfires, the most destructive in state history, comes a reminder about fire safety. Dry vegetation, just one danger, according to Tom Spencer of the A&M Forest Service.
Particularly if you're on a wooden deck or out, if there's grass or dry brush or vegetation close by, you know, to just be, you know, to be aware of that, to be very careful, you know, keep some water handy.
2 years ago, there were more than 500 wildfires in Texas during the Labor Day weekend. A Bryan man returning to prison to serve two consecutive life terms for aggravated sexual assault of a child. Prosecutors say Howard Harris Jr. committed the crimes the year after he was released from prison following a similar offense. Harris will serve at least 70 years before becoming eligible for parole. A Brazos County District Court jury took 30 minutes to issue the conviction, then another 15 minutes to recommend the life sentences. Judge J.D. Langley agreed with prosecutors to stack the prison time. Also from district court, two more people pleaded guilty to participating in an aggravated robbery in the Brushy community west of College Station more than 2 years ago. Terry Fielder Jr. and Angelica Young of Bryan were among five co-defendants who hijacked two customized cars and fired shots at three victims. They were sentenced to 30 years apiece, the same as Young's boyfriend, who made a similar deal last December. The remaining defendants are awaiting trial. The corporate office of College Station-based Cognizant Technology Solutions was evacuated after mailroom employees opened a large envelope containing a beige-colored powder and torn pieces of paper. Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphreys says before the powder was determined to be non-toxic, two employees went through a decontamination process.
They were not exhibiting any symptoms of anything, so we opted to keep them on the scene and monitor them till we could try to determine what we were dealing with. The sample was identified as trypsin, which is a non-toxic, naturally occurring protease, which is found in the digestive system of most people.
The building was closed about 2 hours, affecting 500 employees. Police investigators say the envelope was addressed to a branch office that recently closed and was forwarded to College Station. And the streak of 14 consecutive sellouts at Kyle Field remains technically in jeopardy. This morning, A&M's online ticket store indicates seats remain available in the upper north deck. Current streak began with the Aggies' last home game of the 2010 season against Nebraska. WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 9. The temperature is 80. More news at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It only takes 6.2 seconds for the BMW 528i to go from 0 to 60. That's also about how long it takes to realize that it is faster and more fuel efficient than its top rivals. And it's more than enough time for you to realize that no other car is quite like a 528i. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Speed claims based on specs from manufacturer sites. Fuel comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F. 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade. Only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor, pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
It's 8:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
High pressure is situated over Louisiana this morning. This will be responsible for the sunshine and the heat today. 97 to 102 this afternoon. Clear, warm tonight. We're 75 to 80. During the day tomorrow, we'll see more in the way of sunshine. It should be about 96 to 101 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partly sunny Sunday, not quite as warm. High Sunday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, just about any highway department in any state in America does everything that they can to keep the highway safe. You want to keep your death rate down. You want to keep impaired drivers off the road however you possibly can. They feel like that's certainly something to do. Now, what used to happen, we're going to talk about the state of Colorado and their transportation department. What used to happen is they took the whole idea, don't drink and drive, okay? And so now what they're trying to do is say, you know, if you're going to drink, make sure that somebody else drives, okay? So they identified the people who they needed to get that message to, and shockingly, it would be males at 25 years of age and younger. And so they're thinking, where can we reach specifically males within that age group? And they decided, well, in a men's bathroom.
Where else?
Over that porcelain god, yep.
And so the idea was, how do we deliver the message to these people while they're there?
Splash guard?
Actually, it's a little more than that, as TV9 in Denver tells us.
tipsy.
Okay, what happened is they said, let's do talking urinal cakes. Talking urinal cakes. So that when you walk up, it goes...
tipsy. Charming. Ham-boned. Where are your pants? Winner! Make sure keep winning and get home safe. Drink and don't drive.
So they're telling them, go ahead and drink, just don't drive.
And you're going to be able to understand that while under the influence.
And again, how are you feeling while you're under the influence?
And how many of them get stolen?
Well, that's where we're going. Here we go. This is the follow-up to that little audio from the anchors.
We reached out to the Denver restaurants that were supposed to have these interactive urinal cakes. One restaurant had the device stolen because, of course, it spoke. People thought that was cool, so they filched it. And another threw it away because customers were just not happy about it.
So it sounds like it's a real winner.
Yeah.
How much did these things cost? Okay, excuse me. How much would they cost if people just bought them? So, of course, you triple it because it's a state that's buying it.
At least.
And how do you steal a urinal cake that can make you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm not going down that road. Just not going to do it.
Don't know. It's a little scary, but there you go.
Another reality show.
Well, I guess it could be. Maybe
Tanks
maybe,
for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. That's good. So a group of honest shoppers have been lauded for their honesty after they accidentally broke into a store in New Jersey. Did you hear about this?
Yes. I did. One of them was a football player.
Yeah. They still left money for their purchase. It was Sunday at Buddy's Small Lots. That's right. Buddy's Small Lots in beautiful Wayne, New Jersey. A manager of the store received a phone call that informed them their establishment had been broken into. But when they arrived, they discovered that nothing, in fact, was missing. They didn't think. Then they looked at the surveillance footage, and then they realized what had happened. They watched these people walk into the shop, wait for assistance for their purchases. However, when they saw that nobody was around, they calculated how much their products cost, and they left the correct money right there on the counter. They bought sunglasses and batteries. The manager revealed that the lock on the door was the reason for the confusion. It had malfunctioned, and the lights had remained on. And apparently the stores on either side of this store were open on that Sunday. So these guys apparently thought nothing of it. So he reached out to them, asked them to make themselves known, and they did. And they came in, and he gave them each a $50 gift certificate. They were trying to buy stuff for their dorm as they started school up there in New Jersey. And as you say, one of them was a football player. So there, how's that?
Pretty cool.
Some of those college students are okay. All right, don't shoot the messenger. New study says most women aren't using the makeup they buy. In the nationwide survey by the web search engine StumbleUpon.com.
Y'all just have a feature every day. Here's our new website.com.
Yeah. StumbleUponIt.com.
Spell it.
StumbleUpon. Not it. StumbleUpon.com. Okay. Stumbles, S-T-U-M-B-L-E, yep. Upon. Yeah, see if they have a featured website. They said two-thirds of the women ages 18 to 25 use between 0 and 3 beauty products in the morning on their hair and their makeup routine. 20% use between 4 and 7 products. 3% use 12 or more makeup and hair products every morning. Those ladies getting to work late.
Not just TV anchors.
Yeah, very nice. The Huffington Post says makeup use also breaks down by region. I want to say Jackie uses like maybe 3, you know, but 12? Anyway, ladies in the western part of the U.S., more low maintenance. 75% of the women use the fewest products. They're also more likely to skip the nail polish. In the Northeast, women more high maintenance. They use the most products in the morning. They're also 4 times more likely to use lipstick every day than in the Midwest. Again, maybe more office buildings and you have to show your stuff. So you went to StumbleUpon.com and you found?
Oh, I didn't go there.
Oh, okay. Don't go there.
Well, while you're not looking for that.
I'm working on posting something else. Trying to be productive and multitasking.
Oh, forget that. That's more than it's cracked up to be. Go ahead.
From the Daily Mail,
uh-huh.
They've got a list of like impulse buys, and they say that the average family has blown about $1,000 on stuff that will never be used.
Oh.
Do you have a fondue fountain?
No, I don't.
Foot spa?
Yes.
Workout DVD?
No.
Fondue set.
No.
Digital photo frame.
No.
Pasta making set.
I used to. No. Not a pasta. I mean, I had a pasta cooking tube.
Okay.
But that was from the Christmas that was made for.
Oh, I remember that.
Seen on TV. Never. I think we used it maybe once, and it does work. By the way, it does work. But anyway, all right. Go ahead.
Juicer.
Well, I got that thing that you crank an orange down on.
Okay.
I mean, but I don't think that's a... Okay, go ahead.
Bread machine?
No.
I had one of those.
Bread machines. I remember those.
They were awesome.
Wow.
Cocktail shaker?
No.
And a sleep track or monitor? Sleep tracker or monitor?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Okay. All right. How'd you do on those, Bill? Bill would seem like a bread maker guy.
None of them.
None of it. And the bread thing came out, and it's like a glom, right? I mean, it's not really any shape of anything that would look like a loaf of bread.
It was
right?
a square.
Yeah.
And the crusty top part, like the normal bread, was right. at the end of the loaf.
Yeah, perfect, because it was sitting in this, basically it was a slow cooker for bread, right?
Yeah, well, you put everything in it and just turned it on.
Yeah.
It would, you know, sit the length of time it needed to and let the bread rise. It actually worked like a charm.
Uh-huh.
I just don't eat enough bread for it to matter.
Yeah, then you end up with croutons and you end up with mold, right?
Pretty much.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Daniel Crump with Beachbody, Doug Crum talking about disability insurance, and how to be happy. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Texas A&M football is back at Kyle Field, and Texas A&M Transportation Services offers convenient game day parking in and around campus for $10, $15, and $20. Public pay parking lots are located near the Bonfire Memorial, Bush Library, Veterinary Medical Center, and the Central and Northside parking garages. Free shuttles run to many on-campus lots, and the Get to the Grid shuttle runs to and from Post Oak Mall. For additional game day traffic and parking information, visit transport.tamu.edu.
847, News Talk 1620, WTAW. A new study has found that teenagers can drive well as long as they're forced to listen to dental office music. researchers.
I thought Muzak was dead.
Yeah, researchers have found that 98% of the teens commit more driving errors while listening to their favorite music. Teens drove best when listening to soft rock and light jazz. Once again, doesn't mean they're going to. Just telling you. All right, now look, football season is starting.
Yes, it is.
Let me grab a phone.
You are correct.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, you know, maybe those gals up in the Northeast need more of those cosmetic items.
Could.
Because of all of the dreary weather and the snow and the harsh environment and such.
And all the other folks in the sunshiny states just look naturally better, right?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm hearing. Thank you. That's a good point.
Having lived up north, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Okay, if your weight is getting out of control, you can blame it now on the NFL. Science tells us that fans of bad NFL teams are fatter than those fans of winning teams. I'm just telling you. A study.
Is that another StumbleUponIt.com thing?
Yeah, no, it's not. I don't think so. Concluded that fans of winning teams eat healthier. Oh, they don't either.
That's baloney.
Says that they eat healthier the day after their team wins. Fans of losing teams eat more saturated fat and sugars. Why? Because winning makes you feel in control, while losing makes you feel as if you have an identity threat.
And how much did the government spend on this study?
Well, actually, the good thing is that it's in Psychological Today, so I don't know who did it, but that's it. And get this. Remember that movie, Deep Throat? All the President's Men, remember that thing?
Yes.
Okay, and that guy named Deep Throat, you know?
Yes.
And they used to meet in a parking garage?
Yes.
Well, Few films have scenes as iconic as that one where Bob Woodward does, in fact, meet with the Secret Source Deep Throat in the dark parking garage during the investigation. And those meetings happened in real life, too. And now the actual garage days are numbered. Though the story told in Woodward and Bernstein's book, All the President's Men, and its subsequent film adaptation, well known by the mid-1970s, nobody knew where the actual garage was until 2005, when Woodward's Secret Source revealed where it was. Turns out it's in Arlington, Virginia, in the Rosslyn neighborhood, and it's set to be torn down. So the Deep Throat Garage, if you will, is about to meet the wrecking ball. Hello?
Hey, winning must have an opposite effect on college football, because you always see Louisiana and Alabama and Georgia at the top of the fattest list and the top of the football poll.
That's an excellent point. You're exactly right. Thank you so much. You see, that's the kind of insightful analysis of the information that we give that means that we have the smartest listeners in radio land. And just by the way, if you don't have a high definition radio, go ahead and get one, because we sound even smarter then. To the delight of...
According to whose government study?
That's just, I'm just saying. It's anecdotal, but I think it's right. Which is what scientists say all the time. Well, I'm not sure, but I think it's right. To the delight of grown-ups everywhere, a new study has proven what we had suspected all along, that drinking alcohol can help us creatively solve problems. To test this, the authors gave the participants some bagels and a couple of vodka and cranberries.
And then went to a talking urinal?
Yeah, right. And then had them solve puzzles. And the results were, study participants were better at solving the puzzles after they'd had the drink. So the next time you feel stuck on a problem, go ahead and knock one back. See how that works out for you. And speaking of knocking...
Do you get more creative with the more you've had?
Well, again...
Anecdotally.
Who are we asking? Because they may think they're getting really, really creative, just like a lot of people think they're really good drivers after they've had way too much, after they've been overserved. According to a recent blind taste test, I know nothing more than that, Starbucks coffee just as good as Walmart's coffee. Well, why don't they turn that around and say that Walmart's coffee is just as good as Starbucks? You know what I'm saying?
Because it wasn't Starbucks that, or no, it wasn't Walmart that released
the
study.
Yeah, that's right. Probably right. That's it. And internet addiction among kids in Japan has become so prevalent, one statistic holds that half a million of them suffer from internet addiction. The government is investing in immersion projects to break this dependency. These internet fasting camps for kids who need...
Internet fasting?
Yes, sir. Need some rehab. There's talk about a total internet blackout, where they actually go out and play team games and take part in outdoor activities. Oh,
Michael Bloomberg's going to do it in New York.
Oh, the horror.
The next thing we're going to see is internet bulimia, anorexia.
The hottest makes and models, the lowest used car prices. This combination can only mean one thing. It's Atkinson Toyota's huge Labor Day weekend repo! Show sale! This Labor Day weekend, the inventory at Atkinson Toyota is packed with our best trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and of course, repos! Over 160 vehicles to choose from. Pay just $27 down. Payments are clearly posted on every windshield and start at just $89 a month. Stock number 1354-2A. 2001 Toyota Sienna, selling price $48.88, 60 months at 2.9% APR. All prices and payments plus tax, title, and license with approved credit, 780 Beacon or above. Plus, bring your trade, no matter what it is, and get top dollar for it. Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it. Put just $27 down with payments from $89 a month. Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain. Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Subject to prior sale.
CC Creations, the largest custom screen printing and embroidery company in Texas, as well as the preferred merchandise vendor for Texas A&M Athletics. From decorated t-shirts to promotional items, embroidered golf shirts, caps, along with signs, banners, trophies, and awards. CC Creations and the Aggies have you covered. Call CC Creations 979-693-9664 or visit the website cccreationsusa.com. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout Texas for over 30 years.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and a summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell got. get so many good things in a carton that size.
New Bluebell Chocolate Peanut Butter Ice Cream takes a classic flavor combination to a new level of perfection. Combine rich chocolate ice cream together with a creamy peanut butter swirl, and you elevate fantastic into stupendous.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Brookshire Brothers stores and Village Foods in Bryan.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
It only takes 6.2 seconds for the BMW 528i to go from 0 to 60. That's also about how long it takes to realize that it is faster and more fuel efficient than its top rivals. And it's more than enough time for you to realize that no other car is quite like a 528i. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Speed claims based on specs from manufacturer sites. Fuel comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, is about 4 minutes till. So the question, your infant may be too young for a smartphone, but a smart stock is an option. Think about this. Parents won't miss a beat with Smart Sock by the Owlet Company, which tracks movement, heart rate, oxygen levels, and body temperature from anywhere to mom's Bluetooth device. So you put that on your kiddo and you know everything you need to about your kid. What do you think?
Yeah. Then that's too
sure,
much.
I'm not sure.
No? Okay.
Not but sure about that.
It's almost like social networking from the womb or just out of the womb. So
If the child has a medical issue, I think that'd be appropriate. But
aside from that,
why?
Not so much.
Well, once again, they're, you know, what can you say other than helicopter parents? And also, there's a lot of advice out there about what to eat for lunch if you're at work. If you're hungry for something that will improve your energy and focus.
Who thinks of that?
Well, it's just the ultimate power lunch is chickpeas and green tea. Chickpeas and green tea. That's like hummus, you know, that's not ground up. Yeah, I know. Anyway, the author of the Diet Calendar says that chickpeas are the best food for brain function because they combine protein to keep you alert with complex carbohydrates.
Just send me to a buffet.
Well, but there might not be any hummus on a buffet.
I couldn't identify it. Yeah. If you,
you know,
it,
I'll
if,
tell you,
if you walked in with it right
well,
now.
Well, it looks like brown grits, okay, usually. Or it could be mistaken for peanut butter, and that would be a bad mistake.
Yeah. You'd be in for a bit of a shock.
They don't taste at all like that.
Yeah. No.
Anyway, if Kat's listening this morning, and I'm sure she's not, the Guinness Book of Records has crowned the world's hairiest cat. It's a 2-year-old Himalayan Persian crossbreed named Colonel Meow. Colonel Meow. The hair is 9 inches long. Average, 9 inches long. Most of the hair ends up on the floor. Very nice. That's why people have cats, so they can do that. And a group of British fishermen in England claim they have found real gold bullion off the coast, and that's got the police kind of interested.
I bet it does.
Billy Anderson says his crew posted the claims on Facebook along with some photos of what they said was $2 million in real gold. You know, the real stuff, the bullion. By the time they got to shore, police waiting on them. Anderson had to explain that it was just a piece of scrap brass that he'd pulled up while he was fishing out there. But, you know,
that I'm telling you that it is.
Yeah, he put it on Facebook, and all of a sudden he gets all the wrong kind of attention. All right, let's see. On this date in history, I can't find anything on this date in history.
There's nothing that happened on this date in history?
That sounds like a sign you buy in a gift shop.
Yeah. Eastern Tennessee declared itself to be an independent state. Wanted to be called Benjamin Franklin. That's the best we can do? All right, that means I have to...
Oh, here's one. 50 years ago in 1963, the hotline communication link between Washington, D.C. and Moscow went into operation.
What happened if we didn't answer the phone? You know, we were concerned about that. What happens if the president's in the bathroom or something and the phone's ringing? Would bad things happen?
Imagine that conversation now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it would work very well. Hey, a couple of movies that are opening up. Getaway, this is a thriller. Ethan Hawke and John Voight, a burned-out race car driver, aren't they all, is thrust into a do-or-die mission behind the wheel when his wife is kidnapped.
Who I think is Selena Gomez.
Yeah, that's right. Closed Circuit, this is the one that we...